Okay, this is Prince DJ. Yeah, well, all I have is just tired. I got a little bit of a headache, but that's only because of this emergency and, you know, I was freaking out because I didn't have a phone and had to hear commercials until the Lord told me about the BBC. And I did catch my old favorite show, Unshackled, coming on different Christian radio stations, and I caught one episode of that. And I tried to catch a little bit of Coast to Coast with George Norrie. I used to like that show, but still, problem is, it got like a lot of commercials in between the show. It's like, I know it's an expensive overnight show, but my God, there was here so many commercials in my life. You know, especially when one had to run and get a cell phone because, you know, I mean, it's like I had to do my podcast. I had to talk to the outside world. And if I don't have that, it's like, what am I doing? So I was like, fussing and, I mean, because I ain't had no phone. It's like, my phone actually literally died at the wrong time. At least it could have do is waited till the day and then give me another time to go to the cricket store. But thankfully, my landlord helped me to call the care because I thought that my phone had died on me and gave out on me and stuff like that. So I needed to go to the store, and they didn't know the store. And my only other problem was, my downfall was, there was only one customer, one person doing everything, you know, getting the phone, talking to the customer, going to the back. I mean, she was getting a workout. I mean, she was literally getting a workout. I was like, what the hell are they doing? I mean, she's working so hard. She's working two jobs in one. All because somebody was sick. And then she had to do the whole thing up until probably 3. It was probably 3 o'clock until she could. I bet you she's tired when she used to go return to, you know, her home or apartment or whatever. I mean, my cat. Then there was one lady before me. And then I almost nearly thought that she was the employee. And then before, while she was doing my case, there was another lady coming. I was like, oh boy, and the cab is waiting. I thought, because usually cabs are expensive. So like I said, it was only like $24 for the trip and everything like that. So I was like, oh boy. But thankfully I was able to get my Lyft app here, and I did have the Lyft app cash. So, but I mean, I just got a headache and I'm tired, and surprisingly no sharp pain. I thought I was gonna have pain on the injection site like I did with the other one. And the problem is, I've already checked in to the V-Safe on the website. Yeah, I know I'm having a war with the evil CDC. But, senators in Florida is trying to override the CDC stupid no-sale order that they wanted to wait till the daggone November. And they had to come and cave in. They want us to wait till July. And senators in Florida said, enough. Enough is enough. Well, go ahead, Florida. They really taking the lead because, mind you, they have cruise ports all around Florida. They have West Palm Beach. They have Port Orlando. They have Miami. And they also have a port when they go into one of the stops is Key West. They have 4 blooming ports. And also Port Everglades. So, correction, 5 ports. 5 blooming ports. So, you mean to tell me the CDC is going to sit on the tail and be evil like that? You must be out of your beeping, bleeping mind, evil CDC. evil CDC. So, anyway, I just wanted to keep you up on my status, and I'm always tired. I mean, that weight was unbearable, totally unbearable. And I told him I had the last shot, and one of the customers told me that they was going to get the shot next week. So, expect to be tired, lady. Expect to be really tired. You're going to be just like me. So, out.